Hello and welcome to GCSE Sociology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important conflict theories you'll study, feminism. Whether you're revising for your OCR exam or just getting to grips with this topic for the first time, this episode will give you everything you need to understand feminist perspectives, nail those exam questions, and earn top marks. Feminism is a conflict theory that views society as patriarchal, meaning it's structured to benefit men at the expense of women. Unlike functionalists who see society as harmonious, feminists argue there's a fundamental power imbalance between men and women that runs through every social institution — the family, education, the workplace, even religion and politics. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the three main types of feminism, key concepts like patriarchy and the sex-gender distinction, and exactly how to apply feminist theory in your exam answers. Let's get started. First up, what is feminism? At its heart, feminism is a sociological perspective that challenges the idea that gender inequality is natural or inevitable. Feminists argue that women's oppression is structural. It's built into the way society is organized, not just a matter of individual prejudice. The central concept you must know is patriarchy. Patriarchy means rule by men. It's a system where men hold power and women are systematically disadvantaged. Feminists argue that patriarchy operates across all social institutions. In the family, women do the majority of housework and childcare even when they work full-time. This is called the double burden. And Oakley's research found that women do around 60% more domestic labor than men. In the workplace, we see the glass ceiling, invisible barriers that prevent women reaching top positions. Only 15% of FTSE 100 CEOs are women. In education, there's a hidden curriculum that steers girls towards arts and care subjects and boys towards STEM and leadership roles. Now, here's a key distinction that trips up a lot of students: sex versus gender. Sex is biological, the physical differences between male and female bodies. Gender is social, the roles, behaviors, and expectations that society attaches to being a man or a woman. Feminists argue that gender is socially constructed through socialization. From birth, children are taught to behave in gendered ways. Girls get dolls and are praised for being caring. Boys get action figures and are encouraged to be tough and competitive. This is how patriarchy is reproduced generation after generation. Let's talk about the three main types of feminism you need to know for OCR GCSE. Liberal feminism is the most moderate. Liberal feminists believe gender inequality arises from unequal legal rights and lack of opportunities within the current system. Their solution? Reform. Gradual change through laws, education, and policy. Think equal pay legislation, anti-discrimination laws, more women in politics. Anne Oakley is a key liberal feminist. Her work on the social construction of gender roles challenged the idea that women are naturally suited to housework and childcare. Marxist feminism takes a more radical view. Marxist feminists argue that women's oppression is rooted in capitalism. Women serve as a reserve army of labor, hired when the economy needs workers, fired when it doesn't. They also provide free domestic labor, cooking, cleaning, and raising the next generation of workers without pay. This benefits capitalism enormously. Margaret Benston argued that women's unpaid domestic work subsidizes the capitalist system. The solution? Revolution. Overthrow capitalism to achieve gender equality. Radical feminism is the most revolutionary of all. Radical feminists argue that patriarchy is the fundamental form of oppression, more important than class or capitalism. Men dominate and control women across all aspects of society, and this is maintained through male violence, sexual exploitation, and control over women's bodies and sexuality. Andrea Dworkin is a key radical feminist. The solution? Fundamental restructuring of society to dismantle the patriarchal system entirely. So to recap, liberal feminists want reform within the system. Marxist feminists link women's oppression to capitalism and want economic revolution. Radical feminists see patriarchy as the root problem and want total social transformation. Right, let's talk exam technique. Feminism questions often ask you to discuss or explain why gender inequality exists or to evaluate feminist views. Here's how to nail these. First, use the correct terminology. Examiners are looking for words like patriarchy, glass ceiling, double burden, sex-gender distinction, gendered socialization. Every time you use a sociological term accurately, you're signaling AO1 knowledge. Second, name specific sociologists. Don't just say, feminists argue, say, Anne Oakley argues, or Marxist feminists such as Margaret Benston argue. This shows depth and earns you marks. Third, apply feminist theory to specific examples. Don't just describe patriarchy in the abstract, give concrete examples. Women earn on average 15% less than men. Women do 60% more housework. Only 15% of FTSE 100 CEOs are women. These statistics bring your answer to life and show you can apply theory to real-world evidence. Now, common mistakes. The biggest one, confusing sex and gender. Remember, sex is biological, gender is social. If you write, "Women are naturally better at caring," you're contradicting feminist theory. Feminists argue gender roles are learned, not natural. Another mistake? Presenting feminism as just wanting equal rights without explaining the structural analysis. Feminism isn't just about individual attitudes, it's about how power is distributed in society, always linked back to patriarchy and institutional inequality. Finally, don't forget to evaluate. In 12 mark questions, you must provide a counterargument. Compare feminism with functionalism. Parsons argued men and women have complementary roles, instrumental and expressive, that benefit society, or use the march of progress view. Some sociologists argue gender equality has improved with laws like the Equal Pay Act, then explain why feminists would reject these views. That's how you reach the top mark band. Let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. Pause after each question and see if you can answer. Question 1. What is patriarchy? Answer. A system where men hold power and women are systematically disadvantaged. Question 2. What's the difference between sex and gender? Answer. Sex is biological. Gender is socially constructed through socialization. Question 3. Name one key liberal feminist and their contribution. Answer. Anne Oakley researched the social construction of gender roles and the unequal domestic division of labor. Question 4. What do Marxist feminists argue is the root cause of women's oppression? Answer. Capitalism. Women serve as a reserve army of labor and provide free domestic work. Question 5. What is the double burden? Answer. When women work full-time in paid employment but still do the majority of housework and childcare. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant! If not, go back and review those concepts. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essentials of feminist theory for OCR GCSE sociology. Remember, feminism is a conflict theory that views society as patriarchal. The key concepts are patriarchy, the sex-gender distinction, and the structural oppression of women across institutions like the family, education, and the workplace. You need to know 3 types of feminism: liberal, reform within the system, Marxist, linked to capitalism, and radical, patriarchy as the fundamental oppression. Use specific sociologists like Anne Oakley, Margaret Benston, and Andrea Dworkin to back up your points. Apply theory to real examples like the gender pay gap, the glass ceiling, and the double burden. In the exam, use sociological terminology. Name sociologists, apply theory to evidence, and always evaluate by comparing with other perspectives like functionalism. Thanks for listening to GCSE Sociology Essentials. Keep revising, stay focused, and you'll smash that exam. Good luck.